Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
LBT Plan B starting to shape up for the Yankees, signing Max Fried yesterday. I think too much being made of the 8 years, but we'll get into that. But maybe more importantly, or more exciting, the latest from Joel Sherman of the Post, an exclusive that the Yankees are in hot pursuit of Kyle Tucker.
Listen, you and I were talking about this in the office, and I literally said to Sal 2 minutes before he popped on his phone. I don't know if I was boring him, but he did. He opened up his phone and he saw this report from Sherman. I said, you know, listen, one thing that I think this really does with Max Fried, and you're right, 8 years, all right, whatever, but deal with it. That's the price of business this offseason. These guys, Corbin Burns, going to get the same thing or close to it. So stop fretting about the eighth year. What this does for the Yankees, all right, and I believe they'll get Christian Walker probably today, and you know I love him. This puts them right there to make a massive swing for Tucker. And the way you do that, now that you have Fried, now that you have a guaranteed, I'm not sure if he's like quite Garrett Cole a couple of years ago, but he's obviously an absolute stud. If you want to trade Luis Gil, Clark Schmidt, or both, and then obviously a couple of really good position players to satisfy whatever the Astros are asking for, the Yankees right now have put themselves in a position to have a legitimate conversation and truly pursue one of the best young players in baseball. That's what they've done.
You know, here's the thing, though. I don't love the idea. I like the idea of Fried. He would be the guy that I'm going to invest in if I was investing in starters. I said that before. I say it again. I would not invest in Corbin Burns.
Yep.
Trading for Crochet, different story. But as far as the free agent top-end guys, Fried would be the guy that I would go after. But I wouldn't do it under the assumption or the idea that I'm trading Clark Schmidt and or Luis Gil. Like, it's probably going to be one or the other. It wouldn't be for both. I get Kyle Tucker, and I guess I'll live with it after the Yankees. Let's say they do get him. It's probably going to take at least one of those two and then some. Okay, fine, but are you really then getting better? Remember now, if you take Gil, let's just say it's Gil. And that was one of the names I think Joel Sherman wrote in there. As a matter
of fact. It's Kyle Tucker. Okay. You're going to have to give up something.
Well,
I mean,
versus Schmidt. Let's just use Gil.
Yeah.
If you take Gil off of last year's Yankees,
mm-hmm,
and replace him with Max Fried, okay, it's kind of a wash. Like, he was great for the Yankees last year, especially early on when Cole was down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're essentially replacing Soto with Tucker. So now it's like, okay, now you're back to a little less than even. Okay, Walker takes them to another level. You see what I'm saying? Like, I love Kyle Tucker as a ball player. I think it'd be great for the Yankees. Where he plays, figure it out.
Left field.
But it's not like the Yankees would have gotten, with the addition of Fried, with trading for Kyle Tucker, it's not like they've gotten that much better. If you're giving up, you lose Soto, obviously, and then you're giving up, let's say, Gil on top of that.
I think the Yankees have a chance to have their most unexpectedly smart offseason maybe ever. Because even the championship that was won and that was obviously, I don't want to say bought, but when they spent all the money in 2009, that was, all right, we want this guy, we want that guy, and we were two pitchers, a first baseman, here's $250 million, let's bring in C.C. Burnett and Mark Teixeira. Not that we didn't appreciate that, we certainly did, but there was no real true, you know, calculations from this move will set up that move, which will then maybe possibly enable the Yankees to do this. That was straight up, here's the check, let's go join the party, jump on in with Jeter and A-Rod. And it did, and it worked out. There are so many possible machinations of what can happen here for the next couple of weeks for the Yankees. Now, I do hear you to an extent. Like, if you get Fried, but then you lose Gil.
Yeah, that's a wash.
Well, it's a wash, but then obviously, I mean, if this results in Kyle Tucker, I'm not saying Kyle Tucker's quite Juan Soto, but he does things better than Soto, and he's not quite the hitter than Soto, but it's Kyle Tucker's an absolute beast,
Well, right,
man.
But it's still not You're still not getting better by replacing.
But you are when you factor in a Gold Glove first baseman 3 years in a row.
Well, right.
Who's going to hit you 25, 30 home runs. And, again, anticipated growth from the young kids, which we always throw around. But the other thing that you could do, if you. Now, I should have said this before. As much as I'm excited about this, and I like the Fried signing, and I love the pathway, the runway to a crazy 2 weeks here for the Yankees that could make them better than last year.
It's fun building out a ball club, isn't it?
It's real fun, and this is an unconventional. This is an unconventional way for the Yankees to do it. Usually, it's the sign. It's the money. All right, so I appreciate their forward thinking and their pivot, which seems to be better than most people even anticipated. But if they do trade for Tucker, and I have to see if the Astros are willing to do business with the Yankees because the Yankees dined them and all the stuff with the cheating and all that blah, 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 whatever. But if they do, then I'm not saying that this is very likely, but you can't tell me that it's impossible that then, all right, they lose Luis Gil, then they go out and they trade for Garrett Crochet. Now, I know the Mets are going to be there. Some other teams are going to be there, depending upon what you give up for Kyle Tucker. How much is
left?
Well,
that'd be a different story. I mean, that's a major one.
Well, but I get that. But depending upon what you give up for Kyle Tucker, I don't really know what's in the...
They'd have enough to give
up. Well, probably not. I don't know what's in the reservoir at that point.
Right.
But maybe. I don't know. Maybe you take on some bad money. I don't know. All I know is this is the first time. Yesterday, I rallied as a Yankee fan. The day before, we all took it on the chin, as we had to. You guys got Soto. Today I'm actually pumped. Today I am seeing something that, like, I knew they'd get.
Well, what if they don't get Tucker?
Well, if they don't get Tucker, my plan, which I'm still always okay with, is still there. Like, they're going to get Walker. They're going to probably get Bellinger. There's other that maybe Profar. Like, their team from 1 through 9, I stand by this, is going to be better than last year's team. I just believe that. And if they don't get Tucker, well, then that means you enter next year with not only Cole and Heal, but now Max Fried. So, like, the Yankees right now, they're spinning in a very positive direction. I think Yankee fans should be excited. There's still a lot of things that need to happen. Christian Walker's not yet signed. And if he was to jump elsewhere for another 15 or 20 mil, I don't want to hear about Pete Alonso. At that point, the Yankees will have failed. They must bring in Christian Walker. I believe that they will. I mean, I'm a happy Yankee fan right now. I'm very excited.
If I would be excited, I'll be happy when they make the moves here.
Well, they already made one yesterday.
They
got Fried.
Right.
They got Fried. And they got Heal and they got Cole. And they got the best player in baseball in Judge.
Well, they have Heal for now, but that's what I'm saying.
If
you're going to turn around and trade him, that to me takes away from what happened yesterday. It can't just be a wash. Like, you want the idea is to get better. Losing Soto was a big problem to start to get better. Right now, they're not getting better. Right now, they're getting back to even. We thought maybe they were doing it in a different way with Fried, but then if they turn around and trade one of the other arms, one of the young promising arms in Clark Schmidt and Luis Gil
for Tucker,
now you're getting back to even.
Yeah, but then you always make a deal for a mid-level pitcher, get some innings, and just hit the hell out of the baseball and destroy people with Judge and Tucker.
Well, they're not going to have a better...
And Christian Walker and Austin Wells in year two. The Yankees lineup, if the Yankees get... I don't care what anybody says. If the Yankees get Kyle Tucker and they...
He's not better than Juan Soto.
I'm not saying he's better than Juan Soto, but if they get Christian Walker, which I believe they will, and they trade for Tucker, next year's lineup is absolutely better than last year's lineup.
I understand.
There's no other way to look at it. It's just simply better.
Right, but we're also talking then in ifs.
Well, I get that.
Right. Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a long way to go. They got to make it happen.
Understood. That's why I said I'm excited.
And just just for the record for Sherman here, saying the Yankees, though, might not be the most determined pursuer of Tucker as the winter meetings neared an end. Cubs, seen as a strong player. Giants. And Philly's also involved. So who knows? I mean, that would be that's a home run move.
Stiff competition.
Yeah. But the problem is, BT, it's not just a luxurious move here. The Yankees need this to kind of get back to even.
Well, they don't need Tucker, but they need Walker and Bellinger and some of the other things we hit. Like, this is just a new chapter. This is just, this ups at a level or two.
It's not going to be Tucker and Bellinger, right? It would be
Agreed.
One or the other.
I agree with that.
So it's one or the other plus Walker.
Yes.
Okay, and then with Fried. And one more thing before we get back to the calls here, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. The 8 years, I couldn't wait to have this conversation with you because it's the thing that we go in circles with.
Yeah.
The 8 years benefits the Yankees. Everybody, how could they go 8 years? Who cares about the years? It's about the total dollar amount. Max Fried wasn't going to sign with the Yankees for anything less than the 218.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees, he did the Yankees a favor by saying, okay, we'll just make it over the course of 8 years. Otherwise, it would have been the same amount over 7 years. Think about it. They now have Max Fried working more the extra year for the same amount of money. If it were 7 years, it would have been $31 million a year. Instead, they get him at a value at $27 million. Okay, in years 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever, is it going to be good? Who cares about that? It's about trying to win right now. He was the best pitcher on the market as far as I'm concerned in free agency.
Nasty.
It was the move they had to make. Don't get caught up in the 8 years. It's the total. This was a good deal for the Yankees and able to lower that AAV to $27.5 million.
Understood. And by the way, the other thing that you have to factor in is the Red Sox were hunting him as well.
Yeah.
So not only did you likely have to go to the eighth year to secure him and just bring him to the Yankees, but in all probably a lot of people think that the eighth year is what kept them from going to Boston.
Correct.
You know, and listen, the one thing that we've learned here, all right, we'll get these calls in a sec.
Yeah.
One thing that we know now about the Yankees, and this goes back to the Soto stuff, and even though Hal went very far, and I'm cool with the swing that Hal took for Soto, people could challenge that. We've already had the conversation.
Yeah.
But just to push it forward now, one thing that we know about Hal is that he has no issue absorbing bad contracts down the road. Stanton's here. DJ's here. Stroman's here for now. Like,
you should cut them, though, and move on from LeMahieu specifically.
DJ, for sure. There's only two more years to go. And they very well might. Maybe if they trade, whatever, they can throw him in. They can eat half the money. There's always ways to rid your hands of this dead weight. But the point is, like, there's always going to be a situation where you've got two or three albatross contracts, and eventually Aaron Judge is going to turn into one of those, and so is Gerrit Cole. The point is, like, for the eighth year for Fried, by the even the sixth year when it's probably a bit of an issue or like very likely an issue, at that point, Cole's gone. At that point, Rodon's gone. At that point, DJ's way gone. Stanton's way gone. So Sal's right. Stop worrying about the eighth year.
Yeah.
This guy is filthy. Now, the last thing, I love him. But what I've said is I didn't know if he wanted New York. I didn't know that.
Well,
now we learned that he did. He said, I want to pitch for the Yankees. Never was I worried about his stuff or his ability to get guys out and just pitch to soft contact and all the things the advanced analytics back up, and they do. I just needed to know that he wanted this. And the fact that he said, I want the Yankees, tells me he wants this.
See, but that to me is still TBD. We've seen guys who say they want to be here. Then when they get here, there's that learning curve.
Understood. That's true.
And by the way,
but it's not like he was traded here. I know what you mean.
What Fried is supposed to do is make up for the mistake in Rodon, because Rodon was supposed to be the number two. He wasn't. Or the mistake last year, I thought, by not trading Spencer Jones for Corbin Burns last year to have Cole and Burns 1-2 punch in that rotation. So it is, on paper, a terrific 1-2 punch with Cole and Fried. I just thought it was going to be in addition to Heal and Clark Schmidt, and now maybe it's instead
it,
of...
It might be, but he understands how, if it's not...
It's because of
Kyle Tucker!
Understood.
Who can steal 30 bags, hit 30 bombs, hit 300. His OPS was 990 last year. Kyle Tucker's an animal.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Alex is in East Quogue. What's up, Alex?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's happening, Al?
Remember Debbie Garcia?
Yeah.
My point being, the reason they bring him up is, he's the next Pedro Martinez. They already traded their best pitching prospect for Soto. That's a king. If they trade Gil Heal, they're out of their mind, because they are not. They have not been producing great young arms over the last few years. I think Heal is one of them. If they can put Clark Schmidt in a package, I'm not going to cry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're thinking of putting Heal in a package for Tucker, they damn well better already have some kind of deal in place for Crochet before that goes down, because they will be sorry if they trade Heal on the heels of trading King. They're going to be bereft for years, for bringing up. They don't have a good history in the last few years of developing young pitchers, and then they're trading them away when they do get a couple of them. I keep Heal. That's the way I feel about it.
I get it. I don't agree, because Kyle Tucker is what is Kyle Tucker? Top eight, top seven player in baseball? I mean, it's obviously a bit subjective, but he's in that space. So if the Astros want Luis Heal, see you, Heal.
Yeah,
I enjoyed watching the pitch last year. Bye-bye. We'll get Tucker.
I don't think Tucker's that good. I think he's good. I don't know if he's top, but come on now.
We're poking
holes in Juan Soto, but we're making Kyle Tucker.
No, we're not poking holes.
He's a good ball player.
Great ball player. Good.
Yeah, I think he's a good ball player.
All right, well, that's fine.
Kyle Tucker is
the top 10 baseball player.
Right, but where are you getting great from?
Defensive metrics,
he's
base running metrics.
He's a career 274 hitter.
Sal.
You got to be fair. You're minimizing Soto because he's a career 285.
Soto can't run. Soto can't field. Kyle Tucker's a great fielder. He steals 30 bases, and he basically has the same OPS.
He's a good ball player.
Great ball player. Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to argue if Kyle Tucker's a great ball player. Right. Kyle Tucker is insane.
Right.
He's insane. He's a top 10 player. That's it.
Come on. You think he's better?
You say, come on, you keep pulling me back in.
Is he better than Juan Soto? Like, come on.
Is he a better hitter? No. Is he a better all-around player? Not a question of mine. No doubt he's better all-around. Not even close all around. Absolutely. And I'll take it a step further. Now, people think I'm nuts. I would rather have Kyle Tucker on an 11- or 12-year deal, and he's a year older than Juan Soto for the 27 versus 26, than the 15-year deal that Juan Soto got to the Mets. Now, I understand what Soto means to the Mets, the elevation of the brand, all those things that...
2 years older, because he'll be 28 this year.
He'll be 27 now. Okay, so a year and a half, 2 years, whatever.
January, he'll be 28.
Okay, but he's also going to get 5 years less. I would rather have Tucker at 11, even 12 years, than 15. Dude, you're sleeping on Kyle Tucker. He runs like the wind. He's an animal.
Right. He's a good player.
He's a very good player.
No, I know that. Like, he's a very good player. He's not better than Juan Soto.
He's better.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, so you'd rather a little bit of everything than somebody who's great at what Juan Soto's great at. Getting on base, hitting in the club, moving to New York, hitting with power.
I think it... No, well, the New York... Listen, I think it's an interesting thing
Kyle
to
Tucker's
weigh.
I don't think
it's a no-brainer that I say I absolutely want the guy who is better at one thing, but inferior in everything else. And I don't know that I say that I want that guy. Juan Soto's an amazing hitter. Tucker's an amazing player.
Right. Okay.
It's a big difference.
But one of the big things about you minimizing Soto is, wow, he's not even a 310 hitter. He's not even a 300 hitter. Kyle Tucker's a 274 hitter. Now he's a great player. Top nine player on the field. 274.
Yeah, but I'm bringing everything into it. I'm talking about the speed, the defense. Like, that matters.
And I don't want to minimize.
And by the way, he's a lefty.
Yeah.
So as much as I want Christian Walker to play first base, and I think they'll get him, and I would take Cody Bellinger, who's a lefty, but a bit of a softer hitting lefty.
Right.
I mean, you get Kyle Tucker taking aim at 314 and running? Do it now. Take Luis Hill. Take Luis Hill and Clark Schmidt.
Well, here's the thing, though. That, to me, is where you start to get... I don't think the Yankees will have enough to trade for Tucker and Crochet. Like, that's...
I tend to agree with you.
I don't know if that's realistic.
I don't know
their farm system the way that
agree.
Is. So that's a little much. So if you're going to then go all in, you just traded for Soto...
Yeah.
And then you're going to trade for Tucker. And by the way, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. We saw how that played out.
I'm so happy you brought that up. There's got to be an assurance that, like, there's got to be something in writing. Like, I'm not giving up these guys and then doing this dance again. There's no way.
Right. And I don't think that they would this time. I mean, it's a little different than Juan Soto, who clearly was going to be out with Bort to get the most money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not going to be the case with Kyle Tucker. I don't even know who represents Kyle Tucker. But anyway, point is, to me, if you're trading Luis Hill or Clark Schmidt, maybe we come back, we can get into which one you would prefer to trade, which one you'd keep. You're getting away from keeping young, controllable, good starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
You just paid for Fried. That's usually those pitchers' contracts aren't a good value midway through. Again, I'm not knocking it. I like the move.
There's
a short window.
It.
And then you're trying to go get a guy who you're going to have to pay for eventually in Kyle Tucker. You're paying prospects now and then big money at the end of the year. I just don't know if that's the perfect business model. I think the Yankees would be good next year with Fried, and if they get Tucker, and obviously more Walker and stuff like that, but there's a lot at play here that goes into it, whether it's the prospects or the finance.
Which is why I think it's so interesting, so compelling, and really one of the most unique off-seasons the Yankees have ever had. They seem to have every ball in the air. It seems like they have... Now, listen, there's a lot of Yankee fans who are livid that Soto is gone. And not just because he's in Queens, but because they wanted Juan Soto for the Yankees. I've always been open to plan B. I didn't think Kyle Tucker would even remotely enter the radar.
Right.
So, and I do think it's a very good point. I'm with you on this. I don't think that, because their system's not good. I don't think they've got enough to get, Tucker and Crochet.
It's not even them. Like, does anybody have enough? After trading for Soto a year ago, last offseason.
Yeah.
Think about what it took to get Soto. Now you're going to trade for Tucker, which is going to cost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, Crochet, I mean, I'd be stunned.
I don't think that's very, very doable there. I don't know how teams value Spencer Jones. I don't know what they think of Jason Dominguez. Obviously, Hill is Hill, and Schmidt is really good as well. So maybe there's a pathway. That seems like far-fetched, but the Yankees are in the Kyle Tucker sweepstakes, and that came out of nowhere, and I'm pumped.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls here in a second, 888-808-1019. So would you prefer to give up, the first part of the question, BT, is would you prefer to give up Clark Schmidt or Luis Hill, assuming that they would be headlining the package for Kyle Tucker?
Luis Hill obviously has better stuff. I, for whatever reason, I'm worried about him. I don't know why. From a physical perspective, I could see Clark Schmidt being here a lot longer.
Hill seems erratic at times. And I love him, but he's erratic with his control, the walks, and just...
Yeah, when he misses the zone, he kind of stays out of the zone for a while. Not that can't be refined. He's still a young kid. I think that the ceiling for Heal is undeniably higher.
Right.
Would it surprise me if there's a little more stability and less volatility? I'm not trying to sound like Clyde, but stability and volatility in Clark Schmidt's game. I believe it would be more stable and less volatile. Heal's better. I would prefer to keep Heal. I mean, even though it's for reasons I identified, maybe a little closer than the average I would think, but I prefer to keep Heal. He's just better. He's dominant stuff.
I think you read that perfectly. I was surprised with your answer only because I know how high you were on Clark Schmidt a year ago.
Yep.
And the potential there. Schmidt just has, I like that you kind of trust what he is.
Correct.
But the potential of Heal and the sheer dominance. I mean, we're talking about Heal first half of the year. Cy Young.
Some were saying he's like Dwight Gooden. I mean, it's just some irresponsible takes out there these days, Sal.
Well, I mean, he kind of was that first half. He kind of was that first half of the year. So, either way, I guess I'd let the ad. It's a tough call to make.
It is a little bit of a tough call.
So, then the second part of that. I would prefer to keep Heal, I think, and keep the upside as opposed to this. Like, Schmidt may be a very solid 3 or 4. You could find those guys.
Yeah.
It's hard to find the guys that could be lights out like Heal.
And real fast, I know it very rarely goes this way, but by the time Gerrit Cole really starts to fizzle out, and let's say Max Fried is just a B instead of an A, or when Max Fried starts to fizzle out, even though he's just starting, you could make the case that he would be more top of the rotation than Schmidt, just to finish that thought.
And then second on this, and by the way, there's many layers as the Yanks could be looking to trade Stroman or who knows, maybe Rodon. I don't know if there'd be some sucker that would take
Cortez.
Him on. Yeah, Cortez.
I think Cortez is going
to
be down.
There's value in that. Again, I don't know. Rodon, you may have to pay some of it to go away, but people looking for pitching here, especially with the cost of it. Anyway, the last part of the Tucker thing before we get back to the calls, I'm assuming you would, but would you include Spencer Jones in this?
Yes.
Okay. So you're probably looking at...
You have to. Let's be realistic. It's Kyle Tucker.
Okay. I'm just...
Yes.
Just making sure. So I'm assuming... Now, again, maybe that's... I don't know what the cost is going to be, but if you have these other teams interested, Tucker, as you mentioned, what a terrific all-around player, young player, but it is just for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that lowers the cost. Is Schmidt and Jones too much? Is Heal and Jones too much?
You mean without the assurance of an extension? Schmidt and Heal, without the assurance of anything, I think anybody but Spencer Jones is too much. You don't give up Dominguez for a rental. You don't give up Heal for a rental. I don't even want to really give up Spencer Jones for a rental because I've already seen what rentals do here with the Yankees.
You're assuming he's going to be here long term, though.
Yeah, and I think that, listen, I don't think Boras represents him. And for those wondering, you probably should have said this at the top, you know, why in the world would the Astros, who are such a good organization, even though they cheat, like, why would they, I mean, let's face it, why would they look to give away somebody who's just entering his prime and not sign him? Well, for whatever it is, ownership has had this rule they never crack. They don't give more than 6 years, and obviously Kyle Tucker getting a lot more than 6 years. They're thinking if we don't do it now, we're not going to get anything for him.
And Hoff told me before, but I didn't say it on the air. Who'd you say Hoff is the agency? It's not Boras for Tucker.
No, it's Excel Sports Management.
Yeah, they seem we can manipulate them.
It's not Boras. I mean, I'm sure they'll still get a good deal, but at least with Boras, it's like, hey, I'm taking the most money regardless of the situation. So maybe there's hope that he wouldn't do that. Eric is in Riverville, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT, Sal, how are we doing, guys?
How are you, Eric?
What's happening?
Not too bad. I mean, this is this is pleasant news for us Yankee fans that are still a little bit sore from the Soto stuff. And I'll give you your props, Sal. I know a couple days late here, but congratulations on what is a huge win for the Mets. So with Tucker, I mean, I'm with you, BT. I don't care what it takes.
Yep.
Give them all away. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, this guy changes the game for us. Losing Soto obviously stings. Tucker, I agree with you, too. I think as far as an all-around baseball player, he is better than Soto. But it's hard to argue that, you know, it's still losing Soto doesn't hurt because it does. And, you know, what Soto does, you know, at the dish is what he does. I mean, he's one of the best hitters, if not the best hitter I've ever seen. So maybe next to Judge. So I guess the other question really is what you guys are just debating is, like, what does it take? Because, the biggest concern for me is a little bit of PTSD. This guy's going to be a free agent after, you know, this year. Can you get any guarantees that he's not going to go into the free agent market? I'm not sure what that looks like, but, the one thing I will say, for all the faults that Cashman has, what he is very, very good at is trades. He never seems to lose trades. He always seems to find the right value. He seems to find the right pieces.
I think you're overstating his trading prowess a little bit, but I got you. It's one of his strengths. I don't know that he never loses. Well, first of all, nobody never loses. You know what I'm starting to think? This is going to sound wild. I've told you about the Yankees plan B now for a couple weeks, right?
Okay.
And I was always interested in plan B. Not that I necessarily wanted to have it come to fruition because I wanted to keep Soto. Not only was I, you know, open to Plan B, I am now of the mindset that Plan B, provided Kyle Tucker is involved in Plan B, is better than Plan A, which was Soto. Because the Yankees had four automatic outs. You are suddenly, once they lock up Walker, if they bring in Tucker, the team's just going to be better. It's just going to be a better offense, period.
Well, they have to, A, get Tucker, which is not going to be easy. They could be in heavy pursuit of him, but they actually have to land him. B, get Christian Walker, which you would think should be a foregone conclusion, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yep.
And then even to me, like, that is a minimal, if at all, depending on what they give up for Tucker. I'm assuming it's going to be one of those starters. So you're replacing one of, let's just say, Heal. You're replacing him with Fried. That's kind of a wash. Then the big fish, Tucker, you're replacing him with Soto. While he may be a better fit, certainly defensively, and you move Judge to right and figure it out. I mean, I'm assuming Tucker's going to, I would think you're going to move him to left.
He'll play left.
Okay, but he's a primary right fielder. I'm assuming he's going to play left, whatever it may be. You still kind of play him out of place. Or are they going to get Bellinger on top of it? I don't know. Do you trust Dominguez in center field? Whatever. Point is, Fried for Heal, Tucker for Soto, at best, that's a wash. At best.
But you're always missing. And then Walker for Rizzo, which is a major upgrade.
That's
a major win. Okay, but
that you're upgrading now in one spot. You also lose Gleyber Torres.
I don't care about that. But his offense, Torres. I know, but he couldn't field. He couldn't run. And he hit the first 3 months. He hit 230.
Understood. Whoa, but Gleyber
Torres.
Well, his offense was, you can't deny it in the postseason.
Understood. But Gleyber Torres, come on. We're going to start planting flags for Gleyber Torres when both you and I have been going railing against Gleyber Torres for 2 years.
No, but you also have to replace him.
3 years before we work together.
You also have to replace him. Who's playing
Jazz?
At third.
You got to figure out a stopgap.
Jazz is playing third. Jazz could play second.
I haven't seen Durbin play, so I don't want to go nuts on that. But let me put it this way. Whomever they choose to replace Gleyber Torres at second, now it's going to look different.
Right.
I think it'll just be a better baseball player.
I agree with that. And it should be better. I know, but I'm just, like, it's not just like they're adding on top. Well, they got Tucker and Fried after a World Series appearance. No, in the case of Tucker, they'd be losing something of value, and they've already lost something of significant value in Soto.
So, unless you lose, say, Dominguez and Jones, which I don't think that they would. Well, I don't think so either, but it's Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
I mean, now ask me, would I do that? Would I give up Dominguez and Jones for him? I probably would.
No, you can't.
No, if I had a guaranteed 10 or 11 year deal before, I probably would.
Would you really?
Why wouldn't you? See, this is Kyle Tucker's. He's a great baseball player.
You gave it up Dominguez?
I don't know if Dominguez is going to. I want to see it happen.
Well, if I'm the Astros,
I know Tucker's that guy.
I don't want strikeout Spencer. I want Jason Dominguez. Yeah. I want Heal or Schmidt. You could pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I want Dominguez as the centerpiece.
They might do that.
Wouldn't you rather have him than Spencer Jones if he's in play?
For sure. No, of course, I'm trying to protect
Spencer
Jason Dominguez. Listen, I'm just saying. I don't know if they're enthralled with his 6'6 speed. I'm talking about Spencer Jones, who's 6'6, and they might see his swing and say, all right, we do this, and he's that. I don't know what they think of him, but, you know, it's Kyle Tucker. I know what I think of him.
Sean is in Orlando, Florida. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's everything?
Good. What's up?
All good.
Oh, Chris, I think we're under, like, Tucker is a stud, man.
Stud.
Louis Teal doesn't hold the trade back for Tucker for a couple reasons. Sal, I hear what you're saying when you keep saying, oh, he's no Soto. We get that. Juan Soto is a different breed with what is hitting. Tucker's an all-around ball player. And if the Yankees get him, he's getting the best job in the world. He's going to bat in front of Aaron Judge.
Right. I'm not saying don't get him. I'm just saying he would be replacing Juan Soto. Like, it's not on top of what they had last year.
I agree with you on that stuff, but how I look at it is, you get Tucker, right? This year, Tucker's making $16 million. You're going to have a lot more money to still move around and make other moves.
Mm-hmm.
My ideal move, if you get Tucker, is trading with the Cubs for Bellinger and Nico Horner, the second baseman.
Yep.
Now you add a Gold Glove outfielder, Gold Glove first baseman, and a Gold Glove second baseman. You just fill three holes on your defense with Gold Glovers.
And a couple lefty, a couple lefty sticks for right field.
Yeah, Nico Horner, there's your leadoff hitter. I'm assuming Tucker would be second, Judge third, Bellinger fourth. Then you got Stanton, Jazz, Dominguez.
Well, Christian Walker's come in.
I think the Horner and Bellinger out is a better fit.
We'll get
only if they get Tucker. Don't get me wrong. If If we don't get Tucker, I'm going with a Walker-Bellinger combination. When Bellinger goes to center or left, wherever Dominguez,
yep.
Walker first.
But. So let me just get this straight.
Same
thanks
page.
For the call,
yep.
Sean.
Same
let me
page,
just get
Sean.
This straight.
We're going to get everybody, Sean. That's what Sal. That's what we got to get straight.
Right.
Bring them all.
Like,
pick them up.
Is he pick them up?
Man, we're desperate.
So,
get everybody.
Right, so trade for Tucker.
Yes.
Sign Walker.
100%.
And then trade for Bellinger
I don't
and,
know that that
and
would
Warner.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's the one that's probably not going
to
happen.
Well, I don't think it's unrealistic to trade for Bellinger and Horner. I think it's unrealistic to trade for Tucker and Bellinger and Horner and sign Walker. Like,
well,
I mean, could it happen? I mean, hey, talk to me then. If that's the case, if they get Tucker, Bellinger, Horner, and Walker, now I think you could say that you could confidently have upgraded your team, depending on, of course, what you give up in the Cubs deal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing, I don't want to have to see Horner, but I mean, maybe you just make a trade and yeah, let's not go nuts and forget about Horner for him for a moment. Maybe you just get Bellinger because the Cubs don't want to pay him that money.
Right.
You know, he's due $27.5 million. There's the thought. I've listened to MLB radio more than I ever listened to it, like
right.
the GM, like the meetings and stuff, and all the executives are on. So you kind of get some stuff that you don't really get on local radio all the
right.
time. They do a good job with it. And everything that I've heard, the consensus is that the Cubs are going to have to eat some money from Bellinger.
Right.
So forget about Horner for a moment. Again, I do think, listen, I think Christian Walker gets probably 3 years, $70 million, maybe slightly below that. I think that's going to get locked in. They got Max Fried, Kyle Tucker. The competition's going to be fierce. I can't sit here and predict and say they're going to get him. I don't know.
You know, the
they're going to be in play.
And now, with the excitement that the Yankee fan has, with seeing that report from Sherman, hearing us talk about it, if they don't get Kyle Tucker, it's going to be a little...
Not if they get Bellinger and trade for Garrett Crochet. There's pivots to be had, my man.
Well, I don't know. You would still trade for Crochet in that scenario.
Why the hell not?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they just brought in Max Fried.
Understood. Bring in Crochet.
Well, and also, if you don't get Tucker, you're not going to have to give up Heel or Schmidt for Bellinger.
Correct. But then maybe you can take one of those guys, preferably Schmidt, and maybe make a trade for a third baseman or a second baseman that I'm not thinking about.
I think Bellinger, assuming no Tucker, Bellinger Walker is a fine like plan B/C, but Tucker would be the one that really gets
Oh, that
you.
Would change. It would be a home run.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. By the way,
yes,
a special guest.
Oh,
will be joined. A
special guest.
A very, very, very special guest will be joining us at 12 o'clock. We can let you know who that is at 11 o'clock. But at 12 o'clock, very special guest.
Oh, I know who it is, and I'm not going to give it away. And I think you guys are going to absolutely love it. It's going to be awesome. That's coming up at, we'll let you know at 11. We'll talk to him coming up at 12.
BT and Sal back on the fans. Get back to the calls here, BT. Yankee fans starting to get a little excited here. Some recovery. I'm sensing that in the air. 888-808-1019. Remember, we'll have a very special guest coming up at 12 o'clock. We will announce it in about 13 minutes or so. I know BT's fired up about this.
It'll
I am
fun.
As well.
Yeah.
You looking forward to it?
I am, yeah. Looking forward to it. We'll see what kind of mood he shows up in.
And we'll see. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Melbourne, Florida. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. So hear me out really quick. If we're able to get Kyle Tucker, this would be huge. I'm going to have to give up the farm. It is what it is. But I'm going to keep Jason Dominguez because of all the hype that's around him. He's been compared to guys like Mickey Mantle, Mike Trout. Then what I'm going to do, I'm going to move Jazz Chisholm over to second base. I'm going to sign Paul DeJong to play third. He's a good serviceable infielder. Then I'm going to get Christian Walker. And then we're going to need a pitcher. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign Sean Manaea. He's battle-tested. He could play in New York. And obviously, he could play in the playoffs. What do you guys think?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts there. I think I've identified exactly what they're trying to do.
Well, and also the Paul DeJong stuff. Like, it seems like the Yankees' plan is to go with Jazz at third base. Okay, so they're going to need a second baseman. I'm with you, BT. I'd look to get a guy. I don't need offense necessarily. I want a gamer. A guy's going to play good defense, head in the game, you know, maybe run the bases, hit
Peraza?
For average.
I mean, if you get enough sticks around them?
Well, I mean, yeah, but it depends on them, all the other sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
he's
I could
also
live with
cheap
it.
And yeah, you can keep spending.
But now you're talking about another young guy. I think, look, the pitching should be set. depending on now which pieces you trade from that to get the other pieces. It's hard to just sit here and say exactly what you would do. If Kyle Tucker's in play, well, then that changes other stuff. I like the idea of Bellinger because you're not going to have to give up much to get him, and because he could potentially fit two needs in center field or first base if needed. Now, under the assumption that they sign Walker, and let's just say they lock him in, okay, well, now you got your first baseman. So really on the infield, you're set outside of second base, and it doesn't have to be a home run at second base because you got Jazz at third. You go with Volpe at short. You got your guy Walker at first. Just get a second baseman who's not going to cost you any games. Just a solid pro. Bellinger in center field or Tucker in the outfield. I mean, you should be pretty good. With Dominguez there, I think that that's...
I just prefer...
I don't think you have to go nuts.
I prefer Jazz at second. I just don't think there's anybody really viable. It looks like the Mets are going to, you know, maybe kick around with Arenado. The Yankees said that they weren't interested. He's not on the Yankees list.
Yeah. Nor should he be. We talked. Susan, I know, liked him yesterday. I like him, but he's older. He's on the decline.
He is. The one thing, you know, I really dove into his defensive numbers, and this is even before they got Max Fried, but with Rodon as a lefty, certainly Fried as a lefty who's going to, just based on his numbers, he's going to induce a lot of right-handed hitters into ground balls to the third baseman.
Yeah.
I don't love Jazz at third. Yeah. I know that those are little things that the average fan's not, whatever, you catch a ground ball. Well, okay, but if your pitcher is ground ball dependent, you know, throwing that pitch low in the ankles on a righty hitter that he's going to bang into the ground, I got to make sure I have somebody there who can handle it. Now,
so who would be your second baseman?
Jazz. Because now the problem is I don't think that there's a really good third base solution for the Yankees. If they get Walker, three straight gold gloves. If they put Jazz back in his natural position, not say he's going to win the gold glove, but he's going to be really good. Volpe at short, all right, maybe a tick overrated with the gold glove, but obviously a very good fielder. And Austin Wells, and not just because Susan said, you know, I've loved him forever. Yeah. His defensive, we kind of worry about his hitting. As a very quietly, as a defensive catcher, become very good. And the numbers back that up. So you're looking at an infield, provided third base could catch it, is going to be really, really good.
And Arenado, by the way, off the table because the list of teams he would waive his no-trade clause to did not include the Yankees. I felt like that was because the Yankees said they weren't interested.
That's what I thought, too.
The reports were out there first, and then it came out of the teams he would be interested in. Still odd to not have the Yankees on that list. Mets were one of them. I would not be interested in Arenado for the Mets.
No interest at all?
Nah.
Well, let's at least tackle this for a second. I got to get some opinions on this. All right, so let me throw this at you real quick. So I get it. I'm not surprised you say
mild
that.
Mild at best.
Okay. I think that that's fair. Maybe let me see if I can entice you to bump it up a level. The reports on Pete's market are non-existent.
Right.
That's what everybody's saying. So I think that that bodes very well for the Mets to bring him back.
Right.
At a number far less than what they offered him 2 years ago. I think Pete's going to be back with the Mets, okay? Unless Seattle gets a little squirmish and they lose Walker to the Yankees, whatever, or Arizona.
There's always one that might overpay out of desperation. You don't know. Mets aren't going to do it.
True. Yeah. But let's say that Pete...
Yeah, if he comes back, there is no... There's no point. And even if he's not back, like, I want a bigger bat to replace Pete than Arenado. He's just not a fit
Vientos.
For the Mets.
Well, let's say Pete goes somewhere. Just say, I don't think he will, but say he goes somewhere else. You put Vientos at first, because Walker should be off the board at that point.
Right.
And then Arenado with third.
Yeah, but I don't like Arenado as a bat. I'm looking to add.
But you got Soto. You got
Lindor. No. I'm looking to
Vientos.
The same way that I would say with the Yankees, that's great. You got Tucker, but you lost Soto. Well, yeah, for the Mets, that's great. You got Soto, but you lost Alonso. Like, it's an upgrade, but it's a minimal upgrade. Like, I love Soto. He's a far better player than Alonso, but the idea is to bring Soto in on top of what they had last year, not Soto and lose Alonso and his 35, 40 homers, and now you have to replace that, and Arenado's not going to do that. He's a 15 to 20 home run guy at this point.
He is, and Bregman's power, not that the Mets are even sniffing around Bregman, but Bregman's power won't play anywhere but
Houston
him
either.
To left field. So.
Exactly. I wouldn't want him either, plus the factoring in cost as well. No, I think the Mets' best play is to keep Vientos at third and have
Pete.
Yeah, unless you're telling me Pete's going to DH. But yeah, I was going to say have Pete at first base.
Yep.
If not, go get a first baseman and have Pete DH. Like, trade for Guerrero, move Pete to DH, and now your lineup is freaking loaded.
I heard yesterday that there's 300 plus on the table for Vlad in Toronto. That's not even going to get it done. But they're trying to re-sign him, which is kind of counter to what a lot of people are hearing. I place more value on catching the ball. Like, I know you don't want to butcher at third base, but I'm looking at your pitching staff, assuming Manaea comes back. You don't have many flamethrowers.
No, I'm not opposed.
Which means right-handed hitters are going to pull the ball. Which means, true.
Sorosaki. No, they need to build the pitching staff. We'll get to that, too. I wanted to get into that with the pitching staff. They desperately need some pitchers. Steve is in East Meadow. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show again.
What's up,
Steve? I called a few months ago, and I talked about the Mets and Yankees' constant double standard that I've talked about. When the Mets were going after Soto, it was like, oh, he's not the best outfielder, blah, blah, blah. And then the Yankees don't get him. Now there's a whole narrative that he's not the best outfielder. Now we have Kyle Tucker being talked about getting traded to the Yankees. Now we want to give up the Martian, who last year, 2 years ago, in 8 games, people were comparing to Mickey Mantle. Now we want to trade him for a 1-year rental with no guarantee we're going to sign somebody else. If the roles were reversed, mm-hmm. and the Mets and the Yankees landed Soto, he'd be the best right fielder available.
That's not true, Steve. I mean, really, it depends who you listen to. I mean, if you listen to us, and I'll just speak for myself here, I've said all year he's an awful outfielder, and he is.
I'm not specifically saying you, PT.
I don't take it personally.
You sounded like you were.
Well, sometimes, BT.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Pull it out of him, Sal. Come on.
That's all right.
Let it loose, Stevie. Go ahead, buddy. A cathartic moment. Go ahead. I'll listen to you, Steve. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, BT, for the most part, you're good. But today you got me, and I'm like, what is he talking about? I had to talk about the standard again. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, Steve, now I got a couple of just a few quick ones, very quick. Just answer yes or no. Is Kyle Tucker a better outfielder than Juan Soto? Yes or no?
I think so.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Is Kyle Tucker a better, faster, much more competent, but also backed up by speed statistics, base runner than Juan Soto? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I think yes.
Okay. Well, you know yes. You just don't want to give it to me. That's fine. So what you just said, you agreed with what others are saying. So what's the problem?
No, yes. But Steve, let me.
No, but what I'm saying is, if the Mets, if the Yankees landed Soto, we would not be saying this. That's the issue.
Well, we weren't saying this, Steve. You are correct, and thank you for the call. Now, I was saying it. I love Juan Soto. I love the acquisition. Soto's a great player. So I was saying the same thing. PT, you were excited when the Yankees got Juan Soto.
100%. No question.
Also wanted Soto back. So maybe there is a little, there are two different things at play here. You could watch Juan Soto and say over the course of a year, even though he was nominated for a Gold Glove, you watch him and he does have a good arm. You could say, okay, well, he's not great in right field. He's a bit of a butcher, not good on the base. That's fine. But that's not why you're paying him $765 million. Kyle Tucker is a good player. He's not the offensive player that Juan Soto is. He's better in other areas. Juan Soto is better than him as an offensive player. Also, Kyle Tucker...
He's also $400 million more expensive.
Correct. He's also 2 years older. Also, Juan Soto's proven in New York and proven in the clutch. Like, those are undeniable things from Juan Soto that and Juan Soto's a superstar. Juan Soto's going to sell tickets. Juan Soto's going to ignite a fan base that is just starting to awaken again with the Mets, and maybe really for the first time ever, to hope to have sustained success. Kyle Tucker's a good ball player. May help the Yankees win a lot of games. We'll see. But the Yankees need a lot of moves.
That's an undersell. He's a great ball player. Yeah. But we fit that. We disagree. I think Kyle Tucker is a great all-around baseball player. But aside from that, listen, I will admit, you know, watching Juan Soto from a distance, whether it was at the Nationals as a kid against the Mets or at the Padres for a little bit, like Sunday night games, I think that in my own mind, I overstated what he was as a defender. Not that I ever thought he was amazing, but I thought he was much more competent than he is.
He's not as bad as you're making it seem.
He is awful. He's awful in right field. Watching him every, I'm admitting that I didn't know he was this bad. And then I educated myself, and the education was watching him play defense every single night for the Yankees. And he is not a good outfielder.
He's not that bad. He's not great. I don't think he's that bad. I mean, he did get nominated for a Gold Glove. We could dismiss it all we want. Like, he's doing something right, whether it's his arm.
He's hitting. Nobody's taking that away.
Well, no, I'm talking about defensively. He's not as, you know, smooth as you would like. Doesn't take the best routes. That's fine, but he's not perfect.
I understand that.
If he was a gazelle in right field, he'd be getting $1 billion. He got that anyway.
Well, let me sum it up this way.
He doesn't have to run the bases when you hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, that's what Juan Soto's doing.
That was also a career high with the 40 home runs he had, and Aaron Judge is going to be behind him next year.
And Soto's not going to be in front of Judge.
Kyle Tucker might be in front of Judge, or the other way around. Kyle Tucker.
Judge had his best year last year as well. I don't think
he hit 62 home runs a couple of years ago. What do you mean?
But last year was his best season.
Very clearly. You make it seem like he was hitting 290. Well, then all of a sudden he hit 322. Aaron Judge has had beastly seasons that Mickey Mantle had.
If you ask me right now who I'd rather have, Judge or Soto right now, it's not even close.
Well, the age, obviously. Of course, that's a nuanced conversation, Sal.
And the ability to hit in the clutch. Like, I value...
I get that. Yeah. Listen, you're on the record with that, and Judge bombed again in the post. I'm not making excuses for the man. He was awful.
And for the record, not only am I on the record with that, on the record before Soto came to the Yankees. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a mess thing.
I loved
him for the Yankees because of what he could do in the clutch.
No question. I will leave it at this. Now, we come back, we announce the guest?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do that coming up in a sec. BT and Sal on the Fan. More calls as well. I just real fast. To me, the disparity which favors Soto, hear me, which favors Soto as a hitter compared to Tucker is not nearly as great as the disparity that favors Tucker as a defender and a plus base runner over Soto. That's all I'm saying.